and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Thanks for being with us. Today's podcast discusses the prevalence of ERP failure, its consequences, and how your organization can recover. And today I'm going to be speaking with Bree Neely. She's a senior manager at Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in ERP implementation, organizational change management, and benefits realization. Bree has provided expert witness analysis for some of the highest profile ERP failure cases of the past decade, so she certainly knows of what she speaks. Bree, thanks for joining us here on the program.
Hello, Chris. Thanks for having me.
That's very nice to be talking with you today. Let's start right away with the first question that everybody is on their mind right out of the top here. How would you define for us, what is ERP failure?
Well, there's many ways to define it, but in essence, an ERP failure is simply an ERP project that takes longer than expected, costs more than expected, or fails to deliver the expected business benefits.
Okay.
Also, any ERP implementation that results in a significant operational disruption at the time of go-live is obviously considered an ERP failure. I also want to make the point, though, that not every ERP failure is extreme, but they all are significant enough to lead the organization's executive team and the ERP project team to take a hard look at where they went wrong and what changes they need to make moving forward to increase the return on their ERP investment.
Sure. Okay. Well, how then would you explain how using a proven ERP methodology can decrease the risk that a business has to take on?
Well, there's three key points to ERP success. It's project management, business process management, and organizational change management.
Mm-hmm.
All of these must be methodically addressed to get an organization to where they want to be. In terms of their ERP implementation. And so when an organization goes into implementation, they typically get a consulting firm like Panorama or a systems integrator or so forth who comes in with their own ERP implementation methodologies. The issue that we see a lot in the failures is that these methodologies are really technically based.
Mm-hmm.